Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to give you a heads up that the episode you are about to listen to is actually an episode from a previous podcast that I used to have with my previous business partner, Rachel. But the episode was so good that I asked her if I could repurpose it for this podcast. And of course, she said yes. So I just want you to know that the podcast you're about to listen to will have both me and Rachel on it. And the sound is not the best. I recorded this when I first moved to my new house and my office was pretty much bare, so it is a little echoey. I have turned on studio sound to try and alleviate that sound quality. However, the episode is still good. It's still juicy. So dive on in and I will see you at the end of the episode.
Okay, everyone. Hello.
Hi, guys.
We all love that we do that. Okay. So this is part two of our mind messaging series that we just decided to randomly call mind messaging series on the last episode. So if you've not listened to the episode before this, go listen to it. And on the last episode, we dug into kind of the main reasons why you aren't attracting your perfect fit client or more of your perfect fit client. I went a little bit into those reasons and we talked a little bit about the energy and the mindset of being confused and confusion, and then also talked about speaking to the results in your messaging and in your copy and your content, and then also getting very nuanced on your ideal client with our 5A method. We went a little bit into it, but today we're going to dig even deeper into what we were talking about last time about what I call not speaking to the result, but speaking to the reason. So it's the result versus the reason for the result. And so I can just jump right in. You want to just jump right in, Rachel?
Yeah, let's do it.
I made some notes. So I am going to probably get super nuanced and it's going to be awesome. And I'll probably start going and just keep going. So Rachel, at any point, just kind of raise your hand or something and I can stop them. You can add your stuff in because once I get going, it's hard for me to stop. So let me just do a quick summary. So what we see a lot of people do is they'll go out and they'll say, oh, I helped someone make 10K months. You're just throwing something silly out there, right? And we've heard that. We go in the online space, you hear, I help you make 10K months. I help you all these things, right? That is the results, yes, and you can get them. However, you need to speak to the reason why they don't have that result. So again, if you're out there telling people, I help you make 10K months, that is so vague, so broad. One, how do you do that? Two, what is the criteria? Who do you help? First of all, do you help coaches? Do you help consultants? Do you help strategists? Do you help people who, you know, companies? Do you help people who don't have a personal brand? Who do you actually help? And are you going from zero to 10K months? Or have they already made at least 3 to 5 months? Are they brand new business owners? Are you actually helping them reach 10K months on one very specific offer? Do they have multiple revenues? Do you see all of those things? And then also, depending on who your ideal client is, they are going to have a very specific reason why they think they have not achieved 10K months. And so what are those reasons? And we used on the last episode, the example of us, me and Rachel personally, right? We help people with marketing, but we also help people make more money. Now that sounds very vague, right? And me and Rachel are out there, yeah, we help people make more money. That's so vague. It's so confusing. How? This is going to be the first question, right? All those things I just stated. But we understand that our people really want to make more money and it's not even just making more money at that point as well. They are wanting to get their clients better results, right? They'll tell us, I have the most amazing clients. They're incredible, but their results are all over the board. And we're like, oh yeah, that's perfect. That makes a lot of sense. And I see that a lot, especially with higher end coaches, because they have a lot of visibility online. Marketing is not really Marketing is not really a burden or difficult for them. However, we still umbrella it as marketing, specifically with messaging, because to them, they're like, I know I'm incredible at what I do, but it's very hard for me to actually really articulate that on a wide scale in my content, in my marketing. So you'd be able to call in a very specific person. So me and Rachel aren't out there saying, hey, the result we help you get is you make more money, or the result you help you get is you have better client results. Those, that's still very vague, but we're saying, okay, what are the reasons why they think they do not have that yet? And we kept hearing over and over again, if my marketing was as powerful and potent and clear as me and the work that I do, I know that I would be able to draw in or bring in the most amazing person that's a perfect fit. I will know what result they are expected to get because I've seen it over across the board. And that's what we're talking about. You have to get that nuanced into speaking to the reason why they think they don't have the result versus just the result. And again, this is not, I want to make this clear. This isn't just a like, I help statement, which is just stupid. I don't even want to, that's so low level and dumb to me. I don't give a shit about your I help statement. But it's more so when you know this, imagine how much clearer your messaging and your content is, right? Because you're able to go so detailed and so nuanced, exactly what we just did, right? Exactly what I just said on here. You're able to go so specific, so nuanced that your content begins to sell for you because people will read your content. And that's also something our clients want. They want to shorten the sales cycle. Me and Rachel, we actually had this conversation yesterday, and I was telling her that when I was specifically working with coaches who sold high ticket, because that was the niche I was in for a little bit, that the number one thing they always wanted was to shorten the sales cycle. They would say, I don't want someone to take 6 months to buy from me. And if you have people in your audience, I want you to hear this. If you have people in your audience or people in your space who are taking 6 months to buy from you, that is a sign that you are not clear on who it is you are speaking to, because someone would not be attracted to that if they didn't feel you were speaking to them. Does that make sense? And if there is a 6 month gap between someone buying, coming in and being nurtured, I hate that word too, being nurtured, and then having you then taking 6 months to buy, you are not clear and specific enough to who you're talking to. And you also are not clear and specific enough on the process and what you do and who you're, again, speaking to the reason. Because again, I'm gonna use this again. If you're saying, I help you reach 10K months, you could be attracting brand new business owners who've never made anything and who are just really damn ambitious. And like, I wanna be everybody else and hit 10K right off the bat. Or you could be speaking to someone who has made consistently 5 to 6K a month, and they just don't quite understand how to get over this kind of energetic hump that they're in to be able to reach that 10K. You would be speaking to someone so different. And the reason, I want you to see this, the reason why they think they don't have the result would be very different. Someone who's a brand new business owner would be like, I don't have enough visibility, therefore I can't make 10K a month. Versus someone who's at 5 or 6, they might be, oh, my visibility's fine. It's just that my messaging isn't clear. And, or I don't really know how to raise my rates and feel comfortable enough raising my rates so that I can reach 10K. There's so many different things, but you would be speaking to someone completely different. And guess what? When you're speaking to someone who's maybe already at that $5,000 or $6,000 mark and you are specific and nuanced in speaking to them, that's when the sales cycle gets a lot shorter. And then you're like, oh, because you're going to bring in the people who are immediately like, hell yes, that's me. I'm going to use this last example, Rachel, and then I promise I'm going to swing it over to you because I'm getting on a roll. I told you guys I get excited. I used this example of one of our clients the other day with a sales page that I literally hate this. Please, for the dear love of God, if you are writing this on a sales page, take it off. It drives me insane. But she had me editing her sales page and are giving me feedback on her sales page. And she said, literally was, if you're looking for X, Y, and Z, you're in the right place. And I said, this is like you say, you have a coffee shop and it literally says coffee on the outside and someone walks in and you're like, hey, you want a cup of coffee? You're in the right place. No, Sherlock, right? Of course you're in the right place. And so this is a great example of when you're not speaking so clearly to the reasoning, because the reasoning speaks to the, let me add this, the reasoning speaks to the person. The result does not speak to the person. Does that make sense? Because the reasoning requires critical thinking, requires a brain, right? But a result doesn't. But when you're speaking to the reasoning, that's when you can get nuanced and that's when you can get very specific on who you're speaking to. Because again, just like I said earlier, the reason why someone hasn't made 10K months as a new business owner and about visibility, and if you are a, I don't even know, a sales coach, you're not going to speak on visibility. You're like, oh no, I want them to already have an audience and be visible.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pass it to you, Rachel.
I have some questions that I think will be helpful to bring even to our discussion, and we can just riff on them a little bit and giving different examples of what this looks like, I think, for different industries too, or different types of people. Because I know that would be really helpful. But the one thing that I wanted to add that we actually talked about last week. So again, definitely go listen to that episode. We did a little preview and I shared a specific example of when I was first starting helping people start their own businesses from the ground up. And I just want to go back to that example just to tie this into that example that I had already shared. And that's this idea of, Ashley said, shortening the sales cycle. Ashley and I have both been able to do this so many times. We were talking about this yesterday too, and talking about all of the times and all of the scenarios that we've had people enter our world, find us, be referred to us, just stumble upon our Facebook groups or whatever through a connection and read maybe a few pieces of content, really resonate with it deeply, know that they're the right fit person, reach out to us through the DMs, whatever that was, and buy within a day or even a couple days, which is fascinating because I think a lot of people don't have that experience. And I just want to say, connected to that idea, the reason people resonated so deeply is because also we weren't just talking to the reasons why we think they don't have the results. And I know we touched on this in last week's episode too, but I want to go a little bit more into this because I think that this is especially the people that we work with mostly are coaches and consultants. And a lot of times we can see, as coaches and consultants, we can see the true reasons why they maybe don't have the results that they want. We can see what thoughts and subconscious beliefs and emotional addiction patterns, we can see all of that because we have that bird's eye view, that third person view. They maybe can't see the exact things that we can see, which is why they're hiring us, right? Which is why your clients hire you. But when you're marketing to them and when you're creating content with this idea in mind, selling to and talking about the reasons they don't have the results, make sure that you guys are really mining your best clients' brains for the reasons that they perceive rather than the reasons you're perceiving. Because I was even having a conversation about this the other day with a fellow coach who's actually local to me, which is there's not a lot around the area where I live. And so it's fun to meet up and just talk shop. And she was talking about, she was trying to create a kind of keynote speech that she wanted to give for some workshops. And she works with middle-aged women, really helping them through this transition phase of having basically becoming an empty nester of some type, because it is, again, a very much a huge identity shift. That is just a weird time of life. And so she was talking about what they really want and why they're not pursuing the life that they want and digging into. I was helping her dig into the reasons why. And it boiled down, in her words, the main reason why they weren't making the changes that they wanted to, weren't feeling happy and fulfilled or whatever, was that they had very low self-esteem and had no idea who they were anymore. And talking about that, and I just wanted to bring this up because I wanted to see where we can take this. But the first thing I said is they're going to feel like crap if you're marketing and saying to them, the reason why you don't have this is because you have no self-esteem, you have low confidence, you feel crap about yourself, blah, 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 blah. That is maybe that's the real reason. But is that the reason they're going to resonate with? And is that going to be the thing that empowers them to buy? For sure not. So let's dig into that a little bit just as a...
Oh, I have an example. So I love that you brought that up. As soon as you said, I was like, oh God, this is going to segue so great. I want to talk about. I'll even say this too. I love the point that you made. Yes, that's not very empowering, but it could totally be the truth. But I see this all the time and I want to scream. I'm going to use the example. Me and Rachel were actually talking about this yesterday and I'm going to use this example, but I'll go back to what you were saying first, Rachel, where she was saying, oh yeah, they have low self-esteem. They don't know who they are. That is so vague. What does low self-esteem actually look like for them? And again, this I'm going to flip this because a lot of people will say, I help people be more confident. I help people create confidence and clarity in their business. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Clarity on what? Confident on what? What does that actually look like for your client? So I'm going to give you an example. And I even want to add in too. We're going to talk about the ideal client in the next episode, which is, and we're going to talk into the 5A method, which I briefly went over in the last episode, but we're going to go really deep into it in the next one. But I see this happen all the time is that a lot of people are not speaking to a higher caliber client when they really truly want to work with a higher caliber client. And what I mean, I'm not trying to say that there's low level, high level. All I'm talking about is when I say higher caliber, I'm talking about the person who is the best fit for your process and that you literally are like, if they had all of these things in place, it would be easy as pie to get them results. So that's what I mean when I say higher caliber and low caliber. You're not speaking at the person, or you're not speaking to the person who is at the level you need them to be a best fit for your offer. So this is an example that me and Rachel were talking about yesterday. And it was funny because Rachel and I on our team meeting, we literally talked 3 hours talking about things. And I pulled up a piece of her content and there was one line in there where I was like, hey, we could go way more nuanced on this. And what she basically said was, the line was, you have fear of rejection. So I want to use this as an example, and this could, I'm just going to segue over from the example you're talking about with this coach where, oh, they have low confidence. So I would not go out and market, hey, you have a fear of rejection. We want to figure out what does that rejection actually look like. I'm going to put it in an example of someone who Rachel and I don't want to speak to, which is beginners in their business. Do we love beginners in our business? Yes. Do we love women out here making money and starting businesses? 100%. But Rachel and I, our process, the way that we teach marketing is not for someone who has the beginning, who is in the beginning stages of their business. And we say that because while, yes, it could totally help them, they are not going to get the best results because we need to have things in place for our process to really work. So using that fear of rejection line, and then you ask yourself, what does that look like? If we were to get specific to someone we were not speaking to, so I'm going to say beginner, that would look like a fear of someone making fun of them when they showed up online. And this is what I see a lot of people do, is when I work with my clients, they're like, oh, I want to work with six-figure entrepreneurs, but then they're going out there with content saying, you have a fear of rejection. And then you're, and so who they are attracting are the people who are like, yeah, I'm afraid to show up at all. Someone who's afraid to show up at all has not made six figures in their business. So instead, what you're going to say, instead of saying you have a fear of rejection, you need to talk about what does fear of rejection look like? So the example I used yesterday, I would say, okay, let's say if I was writing this content, I would say you are a six-figure business owner, but you are afraid that if you took 4 months off in your business, you would not be continually bringing in clients and being able to sustain that six figures. That is a fear of rejection. Why? Because they are afraid that if they took time off in their business, they are going to be rejected by new clients coming in. They're going to be rejected by money or income coming in. and not be able to sustain that six figures. That is what a fear of rejection looks like in a high caliber client over a lower caliber client. And again, I'm not being, oh, low caliber is bad. Again, this is not good or bad. It's just specific to who you're talking to. And so if you're speaking to someone who is at a beginner of their business, when you just say you have a fear of rejection, you're going to attract someone at a lower level, because immediately when they hear fear of rejection, they're going to think, oh, I'm afraid to show up because I'm afraid that my friends from high school are going to make fun of me. Do you see how nuanced that is? And what I see a lot of people do is they'll go out and just say, yeah, you have a fear of rejection. But you have to go into the nuanced details, the reason and the specifics for that fear of rejection. What does it actually look like for them? And I'll say another thing too, is I see this all the time, especially I'm going to speak to the healers and the mindset coaches, and I'm going to speak to you guys for a second. I see this all the time, is you'll come to us and you'll say, my clients just have so much anxiety and I help them overcome anxiety. I help them live the life they want to live or feel free in their life. So please tell me, how come you aren't attracting the people you want to attract? Because anxiety looks different for everybody else. Anxiety for me looks like driving and I'm in traffic and I have less than a quarter of a tank of gas and I'm afraid I'm going to run out of gas and I'm going to be sitting in the freaking middle of the way and everyone's going to be honking at me. And I'm not going to be able to get over because I'm going to run out of gas in this freaking traffic. Just thinking about that brings me so much anxiety, right? And that sounds really random. But then other people might have, I don't know, anxiety of their bank account getting lower than $30,000, which I'm just like, doesn't bother me. But do you see, depending on who your client is, you really need to speak to what that actually looks like. So when you're out here saying, I help you overcome anxiety, what does that look like for your client specifically? Give very specific examples. And I also just want to add that when I say give specific examples, again, this is not in your I help statement. This is in your content. Your content should be selling for you. If your content is not selling for you, you're not doing your content right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the example. I actually wrote that example down. So you had a perfect segue into it. I'm like, oh my God, yes, I hear that all the time. Things, they're not confident. What does confident look like? If they were confident, what would they do that they aren't able to do?
I love thinking about when you said specific. I think a lot of people, they know logically, right? Yeah. There are people and everyone listening. You're listening to this podcast about marketing. You know that you need to be specific.
Yeah.
But I think what stops you from being specific, ooh, maybe we could talk about that a little bit, stops people from being specific and really how they can actually dig into that, because it takes a lot more brain power than most people are willing to put in when they're creating content. I think that there's this whole, okay, this is a total segue, but I want to bring it in really quickly because when I say we, Ashley and I and our company, we really prioritize freedom. Obviously, being unbound means free and having freedom of all different types and whatever. That's not the main result. That's not the only result that we're talking about. But I think online right now too, there's this whole movement about allowing business and making money and serving people and having a really amazing, fulfilling life be just flowy and fun and ease and all of these things. It's almost this, several years ago, I think it was called just more of this laptop life type thing.
Oh, Lord.
And now it's almost this, you just want to be this beach babe sitting by the pool, having money coming in while you sleep. The only reason it's relevant to this conversation is because I think that messaging has been very pervasive to a lot of people at all levels. And I think it's stopped a lot of people from thinking that they do need to effort. They do need to put in effort and really be intentional and think. I think there's a lot of this idea in the industry too, that get out of your head, get into your body. And while we believe that, we encourage the somatics and all of that, I think what is happening and what I see a lot of too is just laziness in the messaging and thinking yes. that you don't need to actually really sit with the idea of who is your best client instead of just saying like, hey, I'm not working with the clients that I want to be working with. I'm not working with the high caliber clients. I don't know what the reasons are. I'm not working with them. And so just using that as an excuse. And I think that what we're saying is it's not hard to do this work, but it does take effort. And I just wanted to bring that to, I don't know why I felt called. It was just this whole message that was coming to me, but I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention because if you know that you need to be specific and talk to not even just the results, but the reasons why your people think that they don't have those results, that takes time and energy and care and attention and intention in that process. Instead of going out there and spending all of your time networking and building relationships with, which is important too, but instead of just sitting down to create content, how about you sit down and just really spend 2 hours a day really thinking about your clients and thinking about where they are and thinking about why they don't have the result that you are wanting to help them with and really sitting with that, because a lot of people don't take that time. It's they take the time to meditate for themselves, but they're not taking the time to think about their clients and where they are and putting in the energy and effort required to build the skill set. We've talked about the, yeah, there are mindsets and there are skill sets. What we're talking about right now is straight up skill set of speaking to these things and really understanding how to dig into, because if you sit there and you think about your clients and you go talk to them and actually mine their brains and really do this work, this will not be a problem for you, but it's just going to require a little bit of effort. And I think people don't want to put a lot of effort into this because they're scared that effort equals hustle, which is not true at all. But this is a skill set. It takes time and energy and effort and intention to develop. And I just felt that should be said right now because it is difficult to get into the nuance. What are they doing? What does their life look like? What are they experiencing that is stopping them in this moment or after school or kids pickup or different times in their life? People are feeling a little bit lazy with digging into this. And that is just not helping your messaging.
All right, I have a full page of notes. Okay, I totally agree. So you asked, what holds them back from being specific? Okay, I'm going to like just throw a bunch of things out there. I'll explain a few of them, but I was, okay, this is what makes them, this is what is keeps them from being specific. One, they tend to speak to what I call the emotional state, not the ego state. Now, when I say ego, I want you guys to be clear. I am not meaning this in bad terms. I know a lot of people really, what's what I'm looking for? They realize the ego and they think it's, they demonize and minimize. Yeah, the ego. No, ma'am, ego is not your enemy, okay? So when I'm saying ego, I'm talking about the tactical, want to know the how, the very kind of more of the masculine side when I say ego. And emotional is more of a higher self, feminine side. So this would be when I say, oh, they want freedom, you'd be speaking to the emotional side. So I see a lot of people say, oh yeah, they speak to the higher self. They want time, freedom, and they want to not worry about money, and they don't want to be anxious about money and all those things. So yes, those are your higher self desires, right? You want more confidence. Those are your higher self desires. But either people speak only to the emotional desires or they only speak to the ego desires. And the ego desires is the action-based desires. It's again, the masculine side. So it's like they'll speak to the, you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. Ignore that. What really, truly, they've not tried everything. And you're bringing in somebody who is already defeated. Do you want someone to buy from you who's defeated? There's a difference between someone, it being broken and it being okay, but could be better. Does that make sense? If you're speaking to someone who's always, you're speaking in broken terms, right? Oh, everything's broken and oh, you're in a pit of despair. Versus, you know that you get success wherever you go, you could have more. You still desire more, and not more from a place of scarcity, but more from a place of abundance. That's the first thing, is I see a lot of people either go speaking straight to the emotional side or they speak to the ego side. And there's not a mixture of both. And there should be a mixture of both. And this is that So I want to segue is perfect. So the next thing I was going to say is they have a certain mindset around marketing. And one of the big things that I see is people buy on emotion, back it up with logic. Then why the hell are you not speaking to both? I want to put this in terms for you. How many times have you out there invested in a coach or bought a program or a course or something where you bought on pure emotion and that emotion was desperation? Almost, oh my God, I need this because it has all the answers, blah, blah, blah. Then you buy it and let's say it's a high-end expensive program. And then all of a sudden, a couple hours later, a day or two later, especially for us emotional authorities, human design, I'm speaking to you, if that's you, you will tend to then immediately back it up with logic. But the logic is you're stupid. You shouldn't have paid that much. Now you're going to have to work twice as hard. You just made this investment. You're riding on this. You put your family in financial strain. Do you see it backs it up? So what I teach is that you have to speak to both. There's a beautiful synastry in the middle. Synastry, whatever the word is. It's a beautiful middle ground. My brain was hopping me. But anyways, it's fine. So you got to speak to both. And this is a mindset. I think there's so many different mindsets around marketing because marketing in the past, traditional marketing teaches what we call a push-pull method. And we teach all about this in Unbound Marketing. I'm not even going to go into it here. But we don't teach that. We teach around what we call the genius model, which was created by, oh my God, who created that? I can't remember his name. Can you look
it up? I don't even know. I will look it up. Yep.
Yeah. Genius model is a guy. Anyways, and what it is, you need to have your ideal client in the center of all of your processes, of all your things. Again, we teach this in Unbound Marketing. But there's just so many different mindsets around what marketing is, your thoughts around marketing, and that keeps you from being very specific. Then another thing is, oh, this one's a good one. I think what keeps people from being specific is they tend to be focusing on attraction versus repelling. Now, there is a very fine line here. Before you, I'd say, hit $100,000 to $300,000 in your business, you need to be focusing on attracting more than repelling. And what that means is you obviously don't have a huge audience at this point. You're trying to make a name for yourself in the marketplace, and you are going to be focusing on attracting people to your space. But I think once you hit that $300,000, maybe even $400,000 mark, by then you know who you are, you know what you're offering, you've gotten your clients, and then it turns into you need to start repelling more than you are attracting. And what that means is you need to then get so specific on, I need to make sure that I am not attracting the people who are not a perfect fit. I need to more focus on the energy of repelling the people who are not a good fit than attracting everybody to my space. That's another one. And then Rachel found it. It is Simon Bowen, genius model, which is freaking awesome. So then the next piece is, the next one was going into the consistency. I call it consistency sabotage, because I think that a lot of the focus is all more on consistency, and your ego gets a little hit. And I'm talking ego here in a bad way. Your ego gets hit a little bit if, let's say, you make a $30,000 month and then the next month you make a $20,000 month. Your brain is going to then offer you, oh my God, we're not growing. We're not being consistent. We're not sustaining. Something's wrong. Why didn't we hit these numbers? And really, that is more of a sabotage mindset. And I will say I've had the privilege to work with multiple 6, 7, and even 8-figure business owners. There comes a point where that mindset just completely shifts to, I'm not here to grow every single month. I'm just here to figure out what is the best process. And having a high month than a low month is no longer the sphere of feast or famine. It's more of a, these are just data points. And I'm going to figure out, hey, in this $20,000 month, was I focusing more on the back end and getting our processes and everything in order? Or was it the offer we were selling? What was it? And it comes from a place of data and not drama. And it comes from this place of, I don't really care to be consistent with my numbers. I care to be consistent with my energy and my client results and with the growth of my business, in the fact that I'm looking at big picture, not short term. Because what I see a lot of people do is they will grow too fast. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it. And then they will just plummet. They will spin out and they will plummet. And it's because they have this mindset oh, I just need to keep growing and growing and growing and growing, which again, it's not bad to keep growing, but they're growing and they are not being specific, because being specific, I will say this too, that I've seen this with a lot of my clients, is in their mind, they're afraid if they go super specific, it's going to decrease the people who are paying attention to them. It's true. Almost everyone thinks this, but the opposite is completely true. When you go specific, that is when people are like, holy shit, she's saying something I've never heard before. I totally want to work with her. She's so different. And you guys know those people. Mm-hmm. The people you pay attention to online and you read their content, does their content make you like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way? Or does their content is like, oh yeah, that's good. Or does it make you say, duh? We talk about duh content all the time. If I read something and it's like, duh, I know they're not being specific. So I think that's another one, is this consistency sabotage, because there is this mindset thought around there.
Yeah, it's basically like FOMO with clients. It's yes. If I get specific, I'm going to miss out on all of these other things. And one other note, I think, to just add to that super quick, is that the more, and I'm just going to use the term novice, because that's a terminology that we use in our marketing approaches in Unbound Marketing, the more novice you are approaching your business and your marketing, the more you're thinking that growth needs to be and should be linear, the more you are in that CEO leadership role, the more you don't care about linear, fast growth and understanding that everything is cyclical. And also it's the behind the scenes stuff and the...
But you know what, though, Rachel, my mind's going here too, because I was in corporate marketing, but it's also such a corporate marketing mindset. And again, we've seen, been mirrored that, right? Because this marketing game we're in is so different, but we've been taught corporate style marketing, and being from corporate marketing, it's more of this, you see it in all of the online articles and news and stuff, is these huge companies. And if they're like, oh, this company's going bankrupt, sometimes bankruptcy is actually a very good thing for that company to do. And it's not a negative thing, but we have this mindset of bankruptcy means they're failing and nothing's going, you know, everything, like, or their stocks are plummeting, or like, you know, their sales were down this month. Sometimes that is actually the best thing. And it was done on purpose.
Yeah.
There can be seasons where you're not focusing on more money in your business. Me and Rachel, this is a perfect example. Rachel and I, when we first brought our two businesses together, and we leveraged both of our businesses together to create this business, we didn't make money for the first couple of months because we didn't intend to. We took time to step back and say, okay, let's get this company rolling, merge our stuff together, see what you're good at, what I'm good at, how can we merge this? So yeah, we literally went months without making money in our business, but we did it intentionally. And we weren't over here being like, oh, our business is a failure because we didn't make money this month. No, there are some businesses that actually take time off from actively selling, and that being absolutely okay and done with intention.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I know we have to go. I have so much more to say.
Okay. No, but I think there's so many other points that we have to make. And I think it will all actually weave together in the next couple episodes in this series. We're having so much fun with this series. So this is my
life. I know. You guys can tell, but my
energy they can tell.
Hell yeah. Let's talk about this all day, baby. I will talk about it all day long.
I love it.
Awesome. So we will see you on the next episode. And we're going to be talking about ideal client and 5A method and a little bit more results, because they do go super closely in hand.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
We will see you on the next episode.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.